All right, let's build a drum bus in Ableton Live 12 that gives your jungle and old-school DNB drums that floor-shaking low-end weight, without turning the whole mix into a muddy mess. In this lesson, we're keeping it beginner-friendly and using only stock Ableton tools. The goal is simple. Glue your breaks together, add punch and body, control the harsh stuff, and make the drums feel like one heavy, living rhythm section. That's the sound. Tight, rude, energetic, and ready for a bass line to sit underneath it. First thing, route your drums into one dedicated group track. Grab your breakbeat chops, kick layers, snare layers, hats, shakers, rims, and any percussion that belongs to the main groove. If it's part of the drum pattern, it can live in the drum bus. Select those tracks and group them with Command or Control plus G. Rename the group drum bus. This is a very classic move in jungle. The reason it matters is that fast breakbeats can get messy really quickly when each sound is acting on its own. When they're grouped, you can shape the whole kit like one instrument instead of a pile of separate samples. That's how you get the drums to feel cohesive and physical. Now before we add any weight, we clean the bus up a bit. Put utility first in the chain. For now, leave width at 100%, and use the gain knob only if the drum bus is running too hot. You want headroom. You do not want to start smashing the bus just because it sounds exciting loud. After utility, drop in EQ8. This is where you remove anything that's fighting the mix. If there's low rumble from the break, high pass gently around 25 to 35 Hz. Keep it subtle. If the snare feels boxy, make a small cut somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. If the hats are stabbing your ears a bit too hard, dip a little around 7 to 10 kHz. The key here is small moves. Jungle breaks already have personality. We are not sterilizing them. We're just clearing away the stuff that clouds the groove. A good teacher tip here is to work on a short loop, like 2 or 4 bars, because fast DNB patterns reveal problems faster. If the loop feels good, the full arrangement usually benefits too. Next, let's glue the kit together. Put glue compressor after the EQ. Start with an attack around 10 milliseconds or 30 milliseconds, release on auto or somewhere around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds, and a ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. You're usually aiming for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. This is where the drum bus starts to feel like one drummer instead of a bunch of samples. A slower attack lets the transient through, which is great if you want the break to still snap. If you want a tighter, more crushed old-school feel, go a little faster with the attack and a little heavier with the compression, but keep it subtle at first. If you overdo it, the break loses bounce and the whole rhythm flattens out. Now for the fun part. Weight and attitude. Add saturator after the compressor. Start with drive around plus 1 to plus 4 dB, turn soft clip on, and match the output, so you're not fooled by simple loudness. You're listening for density, not just volume. What saturator does here is very DNB friendly. It thickens the kick and snare body, gives the break a little more presence, and adds that slightly rude edge that fits jungle and ragga flavored rhythms. Think impact zone, not subzone. The drum bus should feel heavy in the low mids and punch range, not like it's trying to become the sub bass. Keep the true deepest low end for the bass line. If the kick starts to blur, back off the drive. If the snare loses its crack, ease up on the saturation or move it later in the chain. Always keep checking the feel, not just the meter. At this point, you may want a little more control over the low end body. You can do that with EQ8 or, if you want a slightly more advanced stock device option, multiband dynamics. For beginners, EQ8 is usually enough. If the bus is too thick around 80 to 140 Hz, make a gentle cut of 1 to 2 dB. If the kick needs a touch more punch and it's not fighting the bass, a very small boost around 60 to 90 Hz can help. Be careful though. In jungle and old school DNB, the bass line often lives right next to the drum energy. If you push the low end too much on the drum bus, the mix gets cloudy and the groove loses focus. The drums want body, not sub-duplication. If you do want to try multiband dynamics, keep it subtle. Focus on the low band and aim for only 1 to 2 dB of compression when the kick hits. That can help keep the drum body even without making it overbearing. But again, subtle is the magic word. Now let's add movement. Once the bus is sounding strong, automate it. Press A in Ableton to show automation. You can automate saturator drive, utility gain, or even a gentle EQ shelf. A really easy move is to increase saturator drive by 1 or 2 dB for the drop, then pull it back in the breakdown. You can also duck the drum bus by about 1 dB before a fill, and then slam it back in for impact. Or brighten the top end slightly during a build and darken it again when the drop lands. These are small changes, but in DNB, Small changes hit hard because the rhythm is already moving fast. This is where arrangement and mixing start working together. For example, if you've got an 8-bar ragga intro with vocal chops, you can keep the drum bus a little more filtered and restrained at first, then open it up when the bass drops. That contrast makes the drop feel much bigger, even if you haven't added any new sounds. Now let's talk width. Keep the core of your drum bus centered, especially the kick and snare. That's the foundation. If you want more stereo energy, don't just widen the whole bus. Instead, use a parallel approach. You could duplicate the drums, high pass the duplicate around 200 to 400 Hz, widen that layer a bit, or add a little saturation to it, then blend it in quietly. That gives you air and space without weakening the foundation. In jungle, a wide hat layer or top loop can sound great. A wide kick and snare body usually do not. The low end wants to stay stable and mono-friendly, so it translates on clubs, headphones, and smaller speakers. Now bring in your bass line and check everything in context. This part is crucial. Solo can trick you. A drum bus can sound amazing on its own and still fight the bass when the full track is playing. So listen with the bass running and ask yourself a few questions. Does the kick still punch through? Is the snare loud enough? Are the ghost notes still alive? Does the low end stay focused when you switch to mono? A great quick test is to put utility on the master or bass bus and hit mono for a moment. If the drums and bass suddenly lose power, you probably widen something too much or stack too much low end energy in the same place. Tighten the stereo image, trim overlapping frequencies, and keep the split between drum body and sub bass clean. You can also use your drum bus creatively in the arrangement. Try a filtered break intro, then bring the full drum bus in at the drop. Try a 1-bar fill before phrase changes. Try dropping the kick out for half a bar so a ragga vocal chop can land, then bring the whole bus back hard. That call and response energy is a huge part of jungle and old school DNB. And if you want to push it further, save your drum bus as a starting template. A simple chain like utility, EQ8, glue compressor, saturator, and maybe multiband dynamics gives you a reliable starting point for future sessions. That way every new tune starts with a solid low-end framework. Let's quickly recap the main idea. Route all your drums into one drum bus so you can shape them together. Clean up the obvious mod and harshness with EQ. Glue the rhythm with compression. Add controlled weight and attitude with saturation. Keep the sub-bass separate and centered. Then automate small changes to build tension and drop impact. If you want a quick practice challenge, build a 4-bar jungle loop with a chopped break, a kick, and a snare. Group them into a drum bus, add utility, EQ8, glue compressor, and saturator, and get it sounding tight and heavy. Then loop a sub bass underneath and listen in context. Toggle the bus chain on and off. Make one small automation move, and bounce the loop to hear how it translates on different speakers. That's the move. In jungle, the drum bus isn't just mixing. It's part of the groove, part of the pressure, and part of the attitude. Get that bus hitting right, and whole track starts to feel like it's got real physical weight.